Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Think about the hierarchy of the most popular people in the world. Number one is The Rock.
Yes.
Number two's got to be Steve Harvey, right? Everyone loves Steve Harvey.
Right. Everyone loves Steve Harvey. I have tried.
This guy hates me. I mean, like, he tells you on the show, I hate this guy.
Sorry for your loss and congratulations at the same time, Nikki. Oh, my God. I think I just threw up.
Good news, bad news. There was a reason for that.
In lieu of flowers, is there any place we should send donations?
My Venmo, Nikki Diamond. Okay. Thank you.
Donnie, yes. How is your internet?
I've got 1 million downloads. Speed. 1 million megs, man. All right. Yeah. And it's colored gold. Anyway. Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I just realized I have to do a few more things before we start the show. I'm going to try to do them
Johnny. We have Johnny.
We're not going to waste any time because we kept him waiting and we got screwed up yesterday with cable and modems and routers and Comcast. And by the way, I would like to say thank you to my contact down here at the Xfinity retail location in Estero, Florida. His name is No. First name, no. Last name, no.
How did he get this name?
Conversation, no.
How did he get the name?
I don't know. Get it? Anywho. So, hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
Great to see you.
It is good.
John Dalton is from Danville, Virginia. You might know him as one of the greatest villains in the history of modern television. He is also a guy that years ago, I think I cracked a few beers with.
Yes.
And we got a little crazy together. And I like the guy. And I still pop in and out. I'll pop and see him online occasionally. And recently, I follow him. And I noticed that he posted something where he is going on a judge show that's going to be hosted by... there he is. It's going to be hosted by Steve Harvey. And I was fascinated. And I said, we have to get Johnny back on. We have to. It's been too long. And then yesterday, right before he's coming on here, I hear him. I don't hear him, but I see him having some sort of really testy battle with a guy about an NBA Jam game that he's trying to sell.
Yeah, he's selling
online.
A video game. Yeah.
And I sided with Johnny on this one because Johnny did this thing where he's selling this video game that he wants to get rid of, and he's selling it for 300 beans. And this guy said, so this dick gets on the thread and says, well, I saw it on sale at Walmart for like 170. And you know, the guy's being just a total nad, and Johnny was giving him, polite crap on that. But anyway, let me read the bio here. Danville, Virginia. He attended Virginia Polytechnic Institute. I don't know if that ever came to play in his career. He lived in D.C. and Portland, Oregon before settling in L.A. He is, as of 2021, back in Danville,
yes.
Virginia, which is his home. That's where he belongs. He was on Survivor Pearl Islands. He lied about his grandmother dying. One of the most devious things one could ever do. On the game Survivor, my wife's favorite show. And he was also on Survivor Micronesia, Survivor Microdermabrasion. Survivor Microsoft. He claims that Jeff Probst hates him. Well, might be why I like him. You know? Sorry. And he recently taped an appearance, here it is, on Judge Steve Harvey. I love this guy. Premiering January 4th on ABC, he is currently selling an NBA Jam special edition arcade machine that comes with a stool. You put it in there wrong. This is great. Let's get Johnny on here. Johnny Fairplay. Find out all about him
at
JohnnyFairplay.com. Have you made any progress on your on selling your NBA Jam?
Kill me.
Kill me.
Yes. Let me start with hello, Mr. and Mrs. Spiewak, and all the ships at sea.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. That's so cool. Thank you. Old school.
It's wonderful. There you go, Rob. How do you like that?
Love it.
Isn't that wonderful? You don't look any different.
No,
you don't look any different at all. I've aged many, many years since I've seen you last. It's terrible.
Well, I got to give a shout out to Rob Spiewak, because the first time I ever heard the words Johnny Fairplay put together in a sentence broadcast worldwide ever, it was not Survivor, it was not the wrestling stuff I did. It was after one of the Las Vegas style Dynamite shows in D.C., and Rob began the Dynamite episode that day with hello to Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Fairplay and all the ships at sea.
Wow. I don't remember
that's
that.
Wonderful.
That's great,
I didn't
though.
Know that. Yeah. I didn't know
sweet.
That.
I entered the underwear contest.
Oh, the underwear fashion show. A
the underwear fashion show deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, the next day, you began the program with that. And I'm just like, holy moly, Johnny Fairplay's famous. And little did I know that was just the tip of the iceberg.
So in a way, I made you a pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like you're responsible for my entire career. You owe apologies to lots of people.
We are forever linked.
You know, there really is no greater villain in the history of Survivor. And I want to get into Jeff Probst and all of that where you don't think he likes you.
I'm actually the first villain in the history of reality television. So like Richard Hatch never considered himself a villain. He was like, it was a bad edit. Jerry Manthey never considered himself a villain. Huck never considered himself a villain. No, I'm the first person that went into reality television. And I'm like, I want to be the bad guy. And like production's like, did you hear what he said? So the first, I created this whole new genre of character in the world of reality television. And I'd like to apologize to everyone for the Kardashians. I feel like that's, if I had known, I'd go back and I'd just be nice. I had no idea.
I could see you with one of them. I could see you with Khloe or Kim. I mean,
Kim's taking.
I get Pete Davidson's kind of a younger you. Yes. You know, I mean, it's. I don't know. You're. You know what? I know one thing about you. You are an energetic person to be around. I hung out with you a little bit, and we had some fun. You're a little crazy, which I like. And the combination, the reason I called Rob and I said, you got to get Johnny Fairplay, because I just laughed for 10 minutes after I saw a post where you were, the post said something like, this happened. And it's a clip of you taping this new judge show. First of all, a judge show with Steve Harvey. That makes me laugh a little bit. I mean, Steve Harvey, you know, I wish I had a nickel, like, for every, right?
Yeah.
And he is, the man's into everything. But just you on the show, I thought two things. I said, well, it'll be funny if it's Steve Harvey. And you probably have to be in some sort of conflict with somebody to be in a courtroom show in the first place. So tell me all about how this came about with the new enterprise, and what's the show going to be called? Is it just Steve Harvey?
Judge Steve Harvey, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., ABC
Prime time, baby.
Yeah,
prime ABC time.
1 hour show starts January 4th. I think my episode's being saved for sweeps, which, last week, February, first week of March. So insanity. I mean, I have like $10,000 worth of shares of WB stock because I think they're, you know, with all the cuts, I'm just like they're priming this thing for a sale. And you know, and you look at these network television deals, you know, they have the network television deal with Fox, and then they have the deal with NBC Universal. And, you know, they're getting paid, you know, $1 billion for the Fox deal. And people are just like, that's insanity. You know, when that contract comes back around, they're going to look and be like, oh, my God, that was we are not spending that money. If they're paying Steve Harvey to do Judge Judy on ABC primetime, I'm like, they're signing, WWE signing for $2 billion. Like, this is what they're paying for. It is essentially the people's court on primetime. Are you kidding me?
So you, obviously you didn't, I think somebody mentioned you, did you win? I know you can't talk about that because you don't want to give it away what's happening, but I always love to find out, and I've asked you these questions before, when it came to Survivor way back in the day. I'm curious, how did the whole thing come about? How did they get out to you? Because you're an operator, man. I know you're an operator, so you're gonna you're always looking for an angle, whether it's wrestling, reality TV. Did you hear about this? You obviously have some contacts out in Los Angeles. How did the whole thing come about?
Well, I mean, like, you know, you talk about, you know, dipping my toe in the water or raising my hand or volunteering or what. Like, so Mark Long from the MTV Challenge, he has a new production company, and they're doing a Reality Stars cooking show. They just announced it in Us Weekly yesterday, and the press release was out, and the posts were across social media. So, of course, I run to my kitchen, stand in front of my beautiful, you know, gas stove, you know, beautiful kitchen, hold up a frying pan, and just post and then just post the emoji of me raising my hand. And, you know, that's how stuff happens.
That's great.
Yeah,
If they're not thinking about you, they're probably not going to pick you. And I like to put my, you know, this presence in your head of thought. So, but Steve Harvey, Judge Steve Harvey show. I have a friend of mine named Andy that works in reality television casting, and he got me on. I did Judge Alex several years ago. I had a wrestling promoter that owed me some money, and so I went on Judge Alex, and it was the same casting guy. And he comes here, he goes, he hit me up a couple months ago. He goes, hey, Fair Play, does anyone else owe you money? I'm just like, well, let's go to the list. Lots of people that owe me money, and so it was another wrestling promoter that owed me $5,000, and I was like, let's get it. And so I can't say anything about the show, but if you think that Steve Harvey and I might be friends, you are clearly mistaken.
No,
it ended with, "Can I get a pic with Steve?" And they and production replied, "Absolutely not."
Oh. That. See, there's a reason they book him, because he says stuff like that. I mean, who's not going to watch that episode now?
Right.
I mean, that's awesome.
And I think it's good for because you think about the hierarchy of the most popular people in the world, not just America, in the world. Number one is The Rock.
Yes.
Right. Number two's got to be Steve Harvey, right? Everyone loves Steve Harvey.
Right.
Everyone loves Steve Harvey. I have tried.
And this guy hates me. I mean, like, he tells you on the show, I hate this guy. And I'm like, look, I'm just like, is there someone standing behind me?
I but you know what? You're somebody who, you know, even I enjoy your company, but, you know, there are moments that I would hate you, too. You know, when I was sitting at a table with you, you know, and Carrie, Rob's wife, watches all the Judge shows.
Everyone.
She watches Judge Alex, yeah. Right?
Oh, she had a crush on Judge Alex.
Crush on Judge Alex.
But she'll be all over this Steve Harvey thing. That'll be on every TV in my home, I swear.
You know, if I was talking to Steve Harvey, I would say, Steve, you know, I mean, don't you have enough money now? Don't you have enough money to, you know, do the... But when I saw that, you know, your scruffy little ass was going to be on the show, I said, it's got to be a little bit of fun that's going to happen on this, and I'm glad you're doing it. And did at least, so he hates you, but that doesn't matter to you. I know that. Did you have fun doing it? Was it a fun experience?
I don't know about fun. It's good for the resume.
Oh, see, that tells me even more. So go ahead, Oscar.
Johnny, when you bring said wrestling promoter, and we don't need details, but going to court is already, I would imagine, a very nerve-wracking situation.
Tense.
Let alone going to court in front of cameras.
Yeah, none of that bothers me.
No, you don't care.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I have a
you know, I've been on 80 plus television shows over the years, you know, Celebrity Bull Riding, Celebrity Fear Factor, Celebrity Poker Showdown, Celebrity Newlywed Game, Survivor, Another Survivor. You know, I do a, kind of do 6 weekly podcast covering reality television. Yes. Go to realitynsfw.com. It's not safe for work, so I do do drop a couple F-bombs every episode. I think purposely now at this point.
That's
I mean more financial. Oh, Johnny, did you when you knock on someone's door and you're like, hey, remember that money you owe me?
Yeah.
They didn't have a problem walking into a courtroom with cameras.
They were pretty nervous. Yeah. So, but the gimmick on all those shows, Judge Alex, Judge Judy, and People's Court, and all the reason people have done those shows all throughout time is if you lose, the show pays what you owe. Yeah. That's why people do those shows. That's the whole
thing. That's the whole thing.
Most people don't know that.
And, see, I didn't know that. I thought the shows played all the legal expenses, but most people don't have representation, so they just walk in there. I thought that that was just, so if you lose, they cover the cost for you.
Yeah, that's why. That's the only reason people do these shows. And you get an appearance fee.
I was going to ask do you get paid to do those?
You get an appearance fee, and then they pay what you. But yeah, throughout time, that's why, you know, it's like you call someone up, like, you know, say the wrestling promoter that I'm suing. You know, he's uncomfortable in front of a camera and all that. I'm just like, hey, here's the deal. Do you want me to call you every 3 months asking for this money, or do you want this? You know, like whatever they if you lose, they pay. We're done. If you win, they don't pay. I'm still done. Would you like me to not call you every 3 months? And they're like, absolutely.
Yeah, makes sense.
So getting back, so obviously we've talked about wrestling. That's the one thing you started doing that was interesting to me. You don't obviously looking at you, and our listeners looking at you right now would think that why
flex, baby,
where
flex.
Did wrestling come? Were you a fan? Is that how it started? That you just dug it and you got involved with it?
So I grew up in Danville, Virginia, which is 45 minutes from Greensboro, North Carolina. At the age of 4, my dad started taking me to the Greensboro Coliseum every month. And at the age of 4, he said, root for the bad guys. Good guys are pussies. Age 4. This is what creates a Johnny Fairplay.
I didn't know that the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I didn't know your dad kind of motivated you in that regard. The bad guy. Well, the bad guys are the more fun people in wrestling. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
So growing up, you know, my heroes were Ric Flair and Roddy Piper, and then later Andy Kaufman, huge influence on me. And, you know, I later, you know, fast forward to 2001, I'm Roddy Piper's personal assistant in Los Angeles. And so I've always had this love of professional wrestling. And then, like, I remember, I think I was 17, and Ivan Koloff had a wrestling school in North Carolina, and I wrote a letter, and I was just like, hey, you know, I'm only 5 foot whatever, 100 pounds, I'd really love to be a professional wrestler, but I'm obviously too small. He goes and he wrote me back a letter. He goes, that's not true. If you have the heart and you have the $2,500, I can train you.
The heart and the $2,500 is awesome. That's it. But it's not. There is a risk of anyone getting in there. And you've been in the, I don't know enough about wrestling to ask this question, but I'll try. You're that behind the scenes. You're the manager guy that comes in and sometimes jumps in the ring, right? You're not.
Like a Bobby the Brain Heenan, Jimmy Hart.
Bobby the Brain Heenan. That's what I was thinking about.
Those are my mentors. That's what I do. So after my first season of Survivor, I signed a 2-year deal with TNA Wrestling. They were on I think when they started, they were just doing weekly Wednesday night pay-per-views. Then later they went to Fox Sports Net, and then ended up, you know, eventually on Spike, and now they're on XS, I think. Anyway, so I signed a 2-year deal. It's the biggest contract they offered anyone. It was 2 years, $300,000. I'm the first wrestler to get insurance. I got a cell phone, first class flight. It was insanity. And my contract stated 1 bump a year. That means you get beat up once a year. I have creative control over my character. I don't get beat up for the first time for at least 6 months, blah, blah, blah. So the day before I get there, they leak out my contract. And so I walk and everyone hates my guts. I mean, everyone. They're just like, this guy.
Which makes
like,
you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm just like, this is going to be a long 2 years.
I know.
I don't need my coworkers to, like, I want everyone on the other side of the barricade to hate me. But
yeah, you
want to
be loved on the other side.
You want them to be collaborative and root for you.
Yeah. And so they leak out my contract and I'm just like, this is not good. And so Jeff Jarrett walks up to me. He goes, fair play. I mean, I know we said no bump for 6 months and you know, once a year. But hell, we had no inside editions here. Access Hollywood Entertainment Tonight. They all got, I mean, we got to do something. And I'm just like, well, what do you think? And he goes, I'm thinking a spinning power bomb from AJ Styles. That'd be pretty good. What do you think? And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So I was like, let me call my manager. And so I call my manager. She's like, absolutely not. And I'm just like, if I don't do something, this is going to be the worst 2 years of my life. I was like, so she was like, it's your call. My vote is no. And so we're rehearsing that afternoon. And I go, so it's just like, he's like, AJ's going to have a chair. Mm-hmm. Johnny's going to grab the chair from him. And then he's going to, AJ's going to kick him in the stomach, throw the chair, pick him up, spinning power bomb, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so, I go to grab the chair, and Don Callis, who manages Kenny Omega and All Elite Wrestling now, Don Callis goes, this idiot doesn't even know how to grab a chair. Look at Don. I go, this idiot isn't supposed to know how to grab a chair. I'm from the outside. I know how to grab, like, I can do everything. Like, I mean, I was trained in 1998 by Manny Fernandez, the Raging Bull, then later by Axel Rotten from ECW, and then of course Roddy. I know what the I'm doing, okay? But I'm coming in as an outsider. I know that my character's not supposed to know what he's doing. So yes, I errantly grab the chair. If I grab the chair right, they're just like, oh, this, you know, they must have practiced. So no, I errantly grab it, and Jeff goes, kid's got a point. So anyway, so they go, you want to practice the power bomb? I'm like, absolutely. Like, we're good. They're like, you know, like, they're like, tuck your chin. I'm like, I got it. So anyway, so it comes time to do it. We do the spot. It's all good. AJ picks me up. He stiffs me on purpose. Oh. And I get a concussion my first night.
Wow.
So how, like right in the head, right in the noggin with the the chair?
Yeah, I mean, he just, you know, spinning power bomb. He just spiked me down. And
spinning like, power bomb. That sounds like something you'd order at a sports bar. That's amazing.
Dave
That's
and
great.
Buster's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it sucked. I mean, like, I, you know, no one wants a concussion or, you know, nor should you actively seek one out. But I do. And Terry Funk was in the back that night. And Terry Funk was like, this kid sold more than half of you all night when he was up for the power bomb. Your mother's a whore. So anyway, I think I won over some people that night.
Wow. Do you dabble in that at all? Do you still do that at all? Do you do the wrestling thing at all?
Yeah, these days I do more of I just do the heel color commentary for there's a wrestling promotion in North Carolina, Revolution Wrestling Authority, so I'm the bad guy commentator there, and then I'm in Miami for Magic City Wrestling Federation like once a month, and I'm the heel commentator there. I'm actually December 22nd is my mom's birthday, and All Elite Wrestling, which they have a show called Dynamite on TNT, they're going to be at the Greensboro Coliseum. And after Survivor, I got offered a deal with WWE to do something at Mania, or I got offered I got offered a deal from TNA Wrestling for $300,000. And the WWE deal was I think it was a 4-month thing. It was not for $300,000. And so deciding between the two, I'm just like, well, my wallet says TNA, but my heart says, you know, WWE, if they keep me, like, growing up, I went to the Greensboro Coliseum every month. Like, that was my dream, was to walk that aisle at the Greensboro Coliseum. And mm-hmm. I knew if I signed with TNA, that would never happen, you know, because, like, WWE had the exclusive contract at the time and all that. Well, All Elite Wrestling, filming Dynamite and TNT, they're going to be in Greensboro December 22nd. It's my mom's birthday. And I wrote this huge letter. Like, I basically, you know, told the story about my dad taking me there, Roddy, you know, being Roddy Piper's assistant, and, you know, being, you know, having 35 million viewers to watch my finale. The week Saddam Hussein was captured was the same week that I did the dead grandma lie. And the New York Post, the headlines read, "The most hated man in America, picture of me, Saddam on page 2. So I was just like, I was like, hey, December 20, I'm like, I'm not asking for a contract. I'm not asking for a deal. You know, they have the show on TNT, and then they do a show called Elevation, Dark Elevation for YouTube. And I was just like, more than happy doing, like, you know, sit in on commentary for a match or manage a guy for the night. I'm not asking for it. But that bucket list amazing thing that's never happened in my life is walking that aisle at the Greensboro Coliseum. And so we'll see if that happens on December 22nd.
Cool.
Oh, good. Well, but it's making progress. Looks like it might, right?
I got an email to the owner of the company, Tony Khan. His dad owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. He also owns, you know, All Elite Wrestling. So
sure.
Fingers crossed. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it wasn't meant to be.
Well, everything in your world, people that are interested can go to johnnyfairplay.com and check that out. I want to play a game with you before we let you go, because I'd like to get, I know you're nothing if not candid. And I always feel like when we have you, I've gone right back to the early appearances where I feel like we're your therapists, that you come on this show and you just spill your guts. You just let all that stuff about wrestling. So it says here, when I look at your bio, I don't remember if we've ever talked to you about, were you on the Fear Factor show? You were on that
Celebrity Fear Factor. Actually, there's probably one of the most famous clips.
Was that pre-Rogan, post-Rogan, or
Rogan? Yeah.
All right, so let me do that. I want to play this game with you. I want to play Johnny Fairplay word association. It's more like name association.
Okay,
I'm going to give a name and I want you to give your thoughts, your brief thoughts on these individuals. Let's start out with the man you mentioned in your bio right now, that we go Jeff Probst.
Greatest host ever.
Well, that's no fun. Anyway, all right.
Trust me, they get worse from.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Is that excluding Mike O'Mara?
I was greatest television host.
Okay, better.
Okay,
better.
Thank you.
Boston Rob.
Oh, he's the fucking worst. he's a fat. I'd miss you if you. Can win away.
Sorry, Pony. You're gonna have to do it. You're gonna have to do a lot of edits on this today.
All right. See, are we better?
That was better.
a man I am insanely jealous of. I will mention the name Joe Rogan again. Joe Rogan.
He's. I'm holding up. I bought all the equipment Joe Rogan has because I thought that's how he got the deal with Spotify. And so I'm just like,
if I buy his used equipment, I'll get a $300 million deal too.
I own the same equipment, not his old equipment. I have the same equipment.
You cloned his studio.
The same equipment. He wasn't having, he doesn't have to sell his stuff.
Always high. Always high.
Always high. Yeah. That's good. I like that one. And we'll leave it with the show that we're all going to be watching. Steve Harvey.
Get better taste in who you like.
He hates you.
Yeah. Johnny, can I get a quick plug in?
Sure.
You can. That's please. Why we have you here. Plug anything you want. Go ahead.
Okay. Get a t-shirt at johnnyfairplay.com. Check out my podcast at realitynsfw.com. And next week is the finale of Survivor Season 41. I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio with my co-host Matt Bischoff from Survivor Care Moen and a bunch of surprise castaways. Not allowed to say who they are. Roger Bingham, Marcus Lehman. Oh, I just did. Anyway. But join me in Cincinnati/Loveland, Ohio at Bishop's Quarter. Tickets available right now at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. Next Wednesday night, December 15th, we have VIP packages. You get a Survivor buff. We have general admission. We're doing trivia throughout the night. We're giving away autographed pictures of some of your favorite Survivors, including Ricard from the season. So go to SurvivorTix.com. Join me and many others in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right. Wow. I'm glad you're I'm so sorry that you're not busy. Anyway, that's the man's in everything. Johnny, don't be a stranger. Good luck with everything you do. I love watching you on social with your beautiful daughter, and continue to keep on keeping on the most hated man in reality television. Johnny Fairplay, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That's Johnny Fairplay. Always fun to talk to him. It's been a while since we've chatted with Johnny.
Too long.
When we come back, we've got a very, very interesting homepage, and I will try to figure out where I can find the commercials for this show right here on the Mike O'Mara Shows. Rob, we'll stop down right after this.
Oh, it's your Paisan Bully, and I would like to wish the boys of the Mike O'Mara Show a happy 12th year anniversary. Thanks for all the laughter, yelling, and ball busting over the years. And for you who listen Monday through Thursday for nothing, you can show your appreciation by going to the MichaelMarishow.com website. Click on the bonus show banner to get that 100% uncensored, unscripted hour of fun. And also makes a great holiday gift for those not in the know. Capiche? Now, here's to Mike, Rob, Oscar, for many more years of TMOS. God bless. Salute.
Sounded tired. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theracon. Sorry. That's Johnny. He just makes me be raw. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body, whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me. Just trying to be tension-free.
That's all you want?
Theragun can help. Theragun is, whether you're an elite, incredible athlete working out constantly or someone like me, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. I use it. I use it all the time. The OLED screen and design is amazing. It's built so beautifully.
It is.
Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, plus hundreds of thousands of customers and me. I use it all the time, Robin, and you should too. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TMOS. Remember, therabody.com/TMOS, and you will love it as much as I do.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And one thing that Succession star Kieran Culkin admits, and by the way, my kid was watching Home Alone 2, I think it's number 2.
Yeah.
And it's got Kieran Culkin in it, Macaulay's brother, as like a super little kid.
Oh, he'd have to
it
be
was
so just tiny, weird. Yeah.
It was so weird to see that. Well, one thing
How
he admits...
How many F-bombs does he drop in Home Alone 2?
That's what the story's about.
Oh, really?
He admits that his character, Roman Roy's artistic use of profanity has spilled over into his real life.
Oh.
Love to get him on the show. Which was not so much a concern during the first two seasons, but it's becoming one as his daughter gets older. He would say the F word just, you know, this is his quote, "I would say the F word just slides out of me. I mean, I think in general, that's always been a sort of natural word for me. But since doing the show, it's every sentence, more or less. I'm trying to be careful now because my 2-year-old daughter actually has become a mimic. So one's been tough. She hasn't said it yet. As for the fame that Culkin's starting to receive from the show, he wants nothing to do with it. As the younger brother of Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin, the Succession actor, saw the toxic price of fame, Macaulay had that, early on, and it's a hard pass for him. Some people, he says, probably enjoy it, and they probably have been able to figure out life with it, but I think for the most part, it comes to people, and they go, oh, I've made a horrible mistake, and now they have to manage it. He said, the way I look at it, any reasonable person could not look at fame and go, I want that. And you can understand that to a degree, especially in the world we live in right now, which is
insane. But I'll say
insane.
This about those Culkin boys. You look at them, and they both look sickly.
They do look ill, don't they? They really. Peaked.
Yeah.
Peaked, as my mother used to say.
Peaked, Michael. You look peaked, Michael.
Everybody talks about Pete Davidson's energy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, last two nights ago, actually, Pete and Machine Gun Kelly took over. This is so weird. It was kind of gross. Calvin Klein's Instagram feed and ultimately got down to their skivvies. It was. I saw a still photo. I didn't see the video. And
you didn't follow from the feed?
I didn't follow that. Well, I mean, I saw it after the fact.
Yeah.
And from the still photos that I saw, it looks like Machine Gun has a better energy, like a much better energy. And Pete actually referenced it during the video. But let's just say that Machine Gun looks like he has enough ammo as far as I was concerned. But to me, they both look like they would be better in a herpes commercial.
Yeah,
it was just they look. They look. Maybe,
count your blessings.
Weird,
you know? Kyle Mooney wasn't there.
Maybe he's a shower, not a grower.
Could be.
He said something. Yeah. I didn't want to go into the great detail that this story had about Pete Davidson talking about his weenie, but it was gross. So there's that. But I put it in the show.
The
so
king maybe I'm actually, of Staten Island.
Yeah. By the way, maybe I'm I'm pretending I'm grossed out, but why would I put it in the
I'd like to take a gander.
Machine Gun O'Mara.
Thank you. A man is in custody after a 50-foot Christmas tree outside the Fox News Corp building in New York, which houses Fox News, went up in flames early Wednesday. Fox News security spotted the 49-year-old suspect climbing what the conservative network has dubbed its All-American Christmas tree.
This is such a great story.
In Fox Square on the Avenue of the Americas around 12:14 a.m. That's according to the police department in New York. Upon arrival, I love this. I have to read it like the guy O'Mara, Mike O'Mara, who was the spokesman for the union.
Yeah.
Upon arrival, officers observed the male running from the location he was taken into custody. The investigation remains on go. Fire crews brought the blaze under control without injuries. Fox News anchor Shannon Bream, I guess she was on in the wee hours, she covered the fire live on air, and she says, it appears that our giant Christmas tree just a couple of minutes ago was completely engulfed in flames.
I heard her say that it's a signal of unity and a signal of Christmas and of Hanukkah. And I think that's nice that the brilliant lady on Fox News says a Christmas tree is a symbol of Hanukkah even after the Festival of Lights is over.
I will tell you one thing about the Fox News Network. I was watching Kayleigh McEnany, the former secretary, press secretary for Trump.
Okay.
Who's on Fox now. And she's on with a couple of other women. And it was really difficult to properly describe their level of excitement talking about Chris Cuomo getting blown out at CNN. That is their thing. They are so excited about that. It's not even describable. Maybe the Alec Baldwin shooting got them excited, but this was really just like, well, I can't believe it. I said, did you see him when he was talking to his brother? That was disgusting. And so I want to say thanks, Chris. Thanks for bringing that heat on.
Later on in that
really
coverage,
that.
Steve Ducey actually got down to his underwear.
Steve Ducey.
Used to be a good
feature reporter for Channel 4.
Used to be a good guy.
Wonderful human being. A Kentucky hairdresser has gone viral on TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. Jeez. I was about to say TikTok. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
After claiming that her pet guinea pig chewed off her hair while she slept.
Oh, no.
I saw the video of. Gara Sullivan took to the social media app. She's 29 years old, and she goes on last Wednesday to explain that she returned home from a Thanksgiving dinner and drunkenly decided to snuggle up to her pet rodent named Dixie.
Gross.
On her bedroom floor. Sullivan fell fast asleep, I guess, after the booze and the turkey, and she was left stunned the following morning when she looked in the mirror and discovered that Dixie had munched off her hair.
Vermin.
I guess guinea pigs can eat hair. Vermin.
You're living with vermin.
Dirty, stinking vermin. The hairdresser shared her now infamous guinea wig video on TikTok, revealing the wispy remains of her bangs. It really looked like she was being treated for something. She was just very thin up on top.
Peaking.
And This is what people love, though. The clip got 8 million views. Ugh. That's what you want. You want to get some popularity?
It was in my feed, and I sat there and I said, "Am I? This has to be fake." And then you start taking a deeper dive into the comments. You're like, "This might actually happen."
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. You know, when people talk to me about this show, ladies and gentlemen, I say, yeah, we have guests. We just had Johnny Fairplay, and then we had Joey Chestnut. Yes, nothing but the finest, absolutely, on this podcast. It turns out Joey Chestnut can inhale shrimp just as fast as he can hot dogs.
Oh.
The eating legend went beast mode. I want to go full beast. We're going to go full beast on shrimp. Shrimp cocktail this weekend. 17 pounds
wow.
of shrimp cocktail in 8 minutes.
Wow.
He accomplished it. He's only 38. And he did it in the 8th annual world famous St. Elmo Shrimp Cocktail Eating Championship in Indianapolis, in the seaside mecca of Indianapolis, beautiful. Indiana, on Saturday. And the gross, amazing scene was all captured on video. After a countdown, Chestnut, who holds 40 eating contest world records, grabbed a handful of shrimp and chomped down so quickly. The announcer said he had put away pounds of the dish in a matter of seconds. Chestnut eventually destroyed the competition, eating 17 pounds and 1.6 ounces of shrimp. And according to the official event website, he beat second place by almost 3 full pounds.
Pounds! Isn't that's that a lot lovely? Of shrimp.
The most staggering part about it all, Chestnut has actually beaten this mark before. In 2018, he chomped down 18 pounds, 9.6 ounces of shrimp in the same competition. So,
can you imagine if he had taken the time to peel them?
Peel and eat. Peel and eat would be a different story. And I have to ask, I thought, because I'm a foot, would it be tail on? It wouldn't be tail on.
No, they would have to remove the tails for him.
It would kill your esophagus.
Yeah, but really, a proper shrimp cocktail has the tail on.
Yeah. Mike, well, this record will always have an asterisk. Yeah,
right next
I'm
to
not me. Sure. I'd have to look at the video. So I'll get right on that. I'll do that after the show.
Thank
not.
You.
All right. And now a little something something. A woman was arrested on several drug charges after authorities received an anonymous tip that she was preparing to smoke marijuana during Facebook Live. You know, it's amazing to me that marijuana is still a thing.
Yeah,
but it
I
is.
Agree. I agree.
Around 9:15 a.m. last Thursday morning, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office was notified that Candace Keene was preparing marijuana to be smoked in a live stream on Facebook, according to a news release from the Sheriff's Office. I'll do it like the sheriff would do it in, where's Columbus County? I don't know where it is. Doesn't say. Investigators reviewed the social media account and were able to observe the video. Investigators and deputies went to the home of Candace Keene and spoke to her about the narcotics seen in the video, which she did not deny. They then collected unspecified amounts of marijuana and controlled prescription medicines not prescribed to Keene during the search of the home, which is also a class of a felony. While a patrol vehicle, she was in a patrol vehicle following the arrest, and she threatened purposely to the officers to urinate in the vehicle.
Oh.
She threatened them with that, and she was taken to jail and charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, or deliver a Schedule 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and damage to government property.
Whoa.
That'd be the urine part.
Yeah, I think so.
If you're interested in her peeing in the cop car, that's a separate live feed that'll be offered soon. For that. Thank you.
She was
thank
preparing
ye.
For that as well.
Yes, prepare ye. Prepare ye. Ye. I could pee in the back of the cop for ye. Cop car. Whatever. It was a slog. We'll take a break and we will come back with something right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, yes. Will Ferrell. A serious discussion next.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat like flounder if I'm like surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
Caught you a delicious bass.
This shark will swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper
Viper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Caballito. Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas,
here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Oh, it's over.
It is.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on and a lot more fun, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo, we love it. It is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age, and you will be a hero if you buy somebody's kid a KiwiCo.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. Give a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate learning all year long. And if you do that, you're the hero. Your child can get super cool science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. So I get a lot of people that will drop me a line and say, you might want to watch this. If I get a few of them and, you know, over a month or so or a couple of weeks, a lot of people say, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. And usually, more often than not, it's a smash. It's a success. Mm-hmm. And then there are some real turkeys. And then there's a show like this, a show that I am trying to stay with, but I can't.
Now, you had this same issue with Ted Lasso at first.
I did. I went back to Ted. Here's where Ted Lasso appeals to me.
Okay.
You have to suspend disbelief with Ted Lasso and go into it thinking, well, it's not a sitcom. It's not a serious show about a soccer team. What it is, it's a serious show about sweetness and love.
Character studies.
And kindness. Yeah. And that's good enough for me because we need that now. I think you might. I am inclined to agree with you on that.
Well, they made the equipment manager a villain.
It was the first season was great. The second
I am not done. Why you just did you just like randomly puke out, ejaculate out a spoiler alert when I'm on episode two of season two? Mouth. Did you?
No, Mike, I was kidding. It was a joke.
God damn it.
I thought you were up to date.
Oh, no. Oh, by the way, since we'll get to Will Ferrell in a second, but with Ted Lasso, the hotness factor on the team owner, I find absolutely fascinating.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever
too.
Seen a woman look like that on television.
Mm-hmm.
She's
so
fascinating
attractive.
To me.
Yeah.
She's so in a...
So well-dressed.
Just a matter put together. She's the British thing going on, and you know, it's just
the same for me.
And I like and who doesn't like Keeley?
Keeley too. And I like Keeley's Jamie Tart.
Jamie Tart. I love. You know what I do love? I might work on a Jamie if they. So they're going to do a season three,
Of
Lasso.
Yeah.
I might work on. I might work on my Jamie Tart accent. I might work on my accent like that.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do
with
it. If
you do it, you have to notch your eyebrow, though.
Yeah. I have my eyebrows feathered there. I have my, whatever they're doing. But, you know, Oscar has a point. Isn't that the purpose of the show, really, when you think about it?
It's an unpopular opinion.
Real? It isn't for me. I think it's real.
There's so much joy.
It's joy.
But there's struggle, too.
It's off-putting to me.
I mean, his failing marriage?
Yeah, but that's kind of like you get that.
Your voice got very high.
Maybe hit a little close to home.
Maybe. Could be. But I think that there is. I think that
your mic is too. I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that now. Board up. I really am down here. I don't know why, but I am.
It's fine.
What I wanted to say is that I think that the niceness is offset by every character has their own struggle. And I think the smartest thing about Ted Lasso is that in four episodes, they made you care about more characters than certain series do in an entire arc. It's the writing that is so smart that you care about these characters. So when they have, you don't need a villain per se. When a character has a small struggle,
all right, let me tell you where I am in the show. Okay. Because I'm behind. I fully accept that I am behind. I'm watching this show. I have just last night, barely staying awake because I talked to Oscar on my way home. I might have had. Could you tell that I'd had a couple of adult beverages?
Yes, I. That's.
Could you really? Could you really? Because I was wondering.
You have just like I do, and just like Rob does.
Yeah.
We have a cadence about us when we talk, when we're trying to cover up that maybe we've had a cocktail or two.
Yeah.
For me, that was unusual. And then one more glass of wine when I got home. Yeah. And
it was off the top of my head, I said, Mike, remember, we always hurt the ones we love.
Oh, no. I have to share this with you since we're all over the place here. Let me do. So I this is funny.
Oh, really?
This is my I was running late yesterday down with my my pals. Let me see. Okay.
So great.
But I had the presence of mind at yesterday at 5:53 p.m. Whatever I call the place I go.
Yes.
The land of plenty. Oli asked me to din-din. Is that okay? I text Carla at 5:53. The response, This is for all married men out there because you should handle it the way I handle it. The response, sure. And I immediately left and got in my car and came home because I speak Carla. Sure was sure your life. That meant sure, the sentence after that wasn't really sure, but I will make your life difficult for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Sometimes if I get a reply like that from Carrie, a lot of times it's just like, no, yes, okay. I'll reply, such curt responses.
Oh, see, well, you're not letting a sleeping dog lie. You eat it and come home. And no good would have come because it wasn't dinner, really.
Right, it was drink.
It was just lingering longer. But getting back to the whole Ted Lasso deal, I am the episode I'm caught up with, maybe three, where they have Christmas, thing. And I just was like,
okay, the beginning of the second season is over the top schmaltzy.
Yeah, and also
it's funny that you mentioned that because when I watched that, I'm like, oh my God, Christmas, I'm coming down. It's like,
if I'm not mistaken, the Christmas episode was actually a last minute shoehorned episode in that they added.
You're deep into this. Look at this.
But also, I mean, if you take a show that's as sweet as Ted Lasso, then make a Christmas episode, you're asking for trouble.
Well, I thought it was a little schmaltzy.
I hear you.
You know, I like the, I like who's the mean guy. He's my favorite
Coach
character.
Beard?
I don't know what that's a. No, the real mean retired player.
Oh, senior player.
Roy Kent.
Exactly.
I like Roy Kent, but I am not finished, Rob, and I didn't know now that you have ruined it for me. I'll be waiting to see what that equipment manager does and how incredibly evil he is.
I'll give you a hint.
He has potential. He treats his subordinate very badly after he got the cherry gig when he was the water boy for that. Getting back to this. So the show that people have been recommending to me is a show called The Shrink Next Door.
I actually recommended this to you too as well.
Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell. And I think the show had potential to be spectacular if it didn't have Will Ferrell, who I am now firmly convinced cannot engage in any performance without chewing up every piece of scenery that he possibly can. He can't underplay anything. Tom Hanks was a comic actor who made a career out of being an understated, phenomenal actor. Will Ferrell doesn't have the chops. I'm sorry, I watched this, and it's Will Ferrell just so completely unbelievable and over the top as a man with psychiatric issues that I was like, blah.
Don't you think
I'm not interested.
But don't you think it's as close to him doing something good as he's ever done? Because I like the show.
Well,
I have to overlook him.
I love Paul Rudd.
He's
great.
I like
Paul Rudd's
fan.
Paul Rudd's New York Jewish psychiatrist is spectacular.
Dr. Ike.
But I have to, and the young lady who plays Will Ferrell's sister
is very
in
good.
This
very good.
Is spectacular. I've loved her and everything. But I have to look at him with his lower row of gnarled teeth. And it just...
The premise.
I'm sorry,
is
man. I think
enough.
He's a brilliant behind the scene guy. He's a guy behind yeah. Succession.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant comedic producer. Mind. Funny or Die. Yeah. Wonderful. His contributions to the world of comedy are spectacular. This, I'm like, I got to watch Will Ferrell do it.
Stick
you know
with
what
it.
I mean?
It's, I know it's tough, Mike, and I had to look
good
to
show.
Well, we're
it's
right there.
Show.
We're on the fence yeah. with that. I've talked about TV for an hour now. We have to take a break. Sorry about that. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Yes, we have football to talk about. He's been away for a while. We're going
to
find out why. I hope he's got a reason
it.
For it when we come back and talk to Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are.
He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind
of
crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind
of
crowded.
Hot dog. If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara bonus show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Buddy of mine was talking about going to a holiday party on someone's lanai down here in the part of the wonderful world that I live in, and they had not one, not two, but they had three solo stoves
yes.
going, and it was phenomenal. The atmosphere was spectacular. There is nothing quite like the feeling of gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes it even better. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. Man, I wish I'd gone to that party. I can't imagine going to a place and being out on somebody's patio and they got these little conversation yeah. pits all around with a Solo
Smart.
Stove going. Get great deals on a Solo Stove fire pit right now while the weather is perfect for it. Enjoy the mesmerizing flames and all the opportunities to create more good moments and lasting memories. Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It unpacks in seconds and it's ready to go, easy to light, and your fire is blazing in minutes. We all have them, we all love them, and it's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you wherever you go. Let the gifting begin. Shop Solo Stove's holiday sale for huge site-wide savings now through the end of the year and get $10 off. Yeah, it's a well-oiled machine with promo code TMOS plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Hoo-ah. That's an extra $10 off holiday deals at solostove.com. Promo code TMOS. Nikki!
There he
you're
is.
Here. How are you? Look at you. You are here. You've been gone so long. You look refreshed. You look like you may have been traveling to the 49th and 50th state. You look fantastic. You really do.
Who's counting, Mikey? Hey, where's Donnie Simpson? Is Donnie Simpson back there?
Oh, Donnie Simpson has a podcast now
thank
on
you.
Podville.
Thank you,
at
Nikki.
At Podville Media. You want to give him a plug? He set you
God
up for that. Go
you.
Ahead, Oscar.
Donnie Simpson podcast available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere podcasts are. Get it today, and YouTube as well.
That's right.
What a big week for Bermuda Boy. Simpson one day, Spiewak the next. What a collection of cool that is.
Thank
pretty,
you.
Pretty incredible. Really, really special
so
stuff.
So sweet.
Boy, from thanks the hip to the even hipper. Oh, man.
From the hip to the broken hip.
Donnie and his Ferrari. Anyway, that's exciting. It really, really is. Yes. I've always been jealous of Donnie Simpson. Yes.
Yes. Mm. He's... He hasn't aged in 94 years. Impressive, man.
Looks great. It looks great.
He's like Bart Simpson. They're just yeah. constantly the same age on that.
Always the same and always cool. Always the very cool Donnie Simpson. I've always been jealous and delighted that he is doing this project at Podville Media. It's fantastic.
Yes. Podcast Pavilion there. Whatever.
How are you, Nikki?
Thank you,
it's
Nikki.
Been Nikki, I just want to get this off my chest before you give us all your picks for the week. But I really, really have to say, the Giants, the future. It is a horrible situation in football to look at a team and not only know that your team is not going to go to the playoffs and that your team sucks in the moment, but then read articles about like possible free agent signings and the Giants are marred in what could be a further decade of suck. It's terrible for me. It really is.
You know, you want two things as a fan. You want a good team or a team that has hope.
Right.
You got neither right now. I know. You've seen Shawshank Redemption. It's a movie about hope. Yeah. The Giants, they haven't even started digging that hole yet. Okay.
Yeah. I need somebody on the Giants to dig a hole behind that Raquel Welch poster and dig out of this this horrible thing. All right, Nikki, lay it on us.
Get busy throwing interceptions or get busy dying. That's what
We could riff on the Shawshank for a long time. All right, dive into football. Good. What do you got?
Well, I got a little good news, bad news, actually, if we must. Bad news is Ernie is no longer with us.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And I mean, he's dead. That's what I mean. I'm not trying to be coy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm
so, yeah. Nikki, I am so sorry. You said that he had made kind of a comeback and that he was doing well. He had moved home. We've never seen him. And we know you've been living in the apartment where he
caretaker.
Lived.
There was
how did he about the dates of the death and the Social Security checks being, but it was a very complicated situation. Apparently he passed away back in September, but
September, my God. Yeah, I know you've been out of town.
He's in his room a lot, so.
Yeah, there was a pandemic.
Yeah, it was in all the papers.
Will there be a service for your friend? Will there be?
It happened. Thank you, Donnie Simpson, MC. Excellent job. He works very hard working man. Wow. But no,
Donnie was at the funeral. That's great.
Questions so about whether exciting. I should have noticed that he had passed away in his room. But to be honest, back last July, a little case of the C-19, and I haven't been able to smell ever since, and I had no idea that he was just rotting away, so...
Wow.
So this is actually a breaking... Not only is he dead, you had COVID, and that's why you couldn't...
That's months ago. That's old news. That's, okay. That's back with the Giants.
Nikki's favorite movie, Rob... Nikki's favorite movie is The Mummy.
Of course.
But the good news is, before he passed, he... was able to pay for the beautiful home here in the Desert Green for a year in advance. So it's time for Nikki to turn this house into a home.
Congratulations. I'm very happy for you. I guess sorry for your loss and congratulations at the same time, Nikki. Oh, my God. I think I just threw up.
Good news, bad news. There was a reason for that.
In lieu of flowers, is there any place we should send donations?
Yes, to my Venmo, Nikki Diamond. Okay. Thank you.
Hey. All right, football time.
Maryland sports betting, you guys, Spurlock.
Congratulations. University of Maryland.
Right over the bridge there, hit the MGM and cash some tickets this week. For example, hey, let's do some daily fantasy. Your Diamond play of the week, it's the Cowboys versus the football team. The rivalry doesn't sound the same anymore. But hey, I say Dak Prescott. He's been a little bit of receivers in and out, struggling. I say he comes through big time this week. 300 yards, three touchdowns. He's going to light him up, baby. Yes. How about your fantastic five, your top five teams in the NFL? The Chiefs, number five. Oh, they're dead. No, they're not. They're back. They're not Ernie. They're very much alive. Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just still hanging in there. A little bit of a spell there, but they've come back as well. Number three, the Patriots. They're throwing it three times and winning. What's going on? What's happening? Bill Belichick. Oh, he's still a genius. He's the Donnie Simpson of being a genius and just never stopped being a genius. All right. Number two, the Cardinals. How many Donnie Simpson references can I make? No more. Okay. Number two, best record in the league. And number one, the Green Bay Packers. Title town, baby. The new title of the Donnie Simpson podcast. No, it's not the top. The Packers are number one. And now for the Diamond variant. You can't stop it, baby. Buffalo at Tampa Bay, the Bills coming off that loss. They're getting 3.5. They're going to win outright, baby, Buffalo.
Buffalo, Jimmy, he's picking Buffalo.
They're going to lock it up. They got it. Donnie Simpson can't be stopped. Neither can Jimmy Storino, baby. Let's do it. I'm back, baby. I'm
there
back,
he is. Bernie. There he is. That's Nicky Diamond. Thank you. He certainly was pretty obsessed with the fact that Donald Simpson is now in the Podville media. Donnie is, you know, we should have Donnie come on the show. We should really have. I've tried to get Donnie on the show. Donnie doesn't come on this show. But,
I think we can arrange that.
Yeah,
Donnie. But yes. Donnie and I have a lot in common. We used to golf at the same joint. We both used to do a morning show. It's
you both have beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
I had to, Rob, what did I do for Donnie Simpson one time where I had to get up and speak? I had to get up and go to a CBS thing with Dan Mason. And
I
cracked
conflict.
The room up because I was talking about Donnie Simpson because I was jealous back then, too. You know, Donnie who, now Donnie has suffered the ups and downs of radio.
Yeah.
He understands what it's going like that. But Donnie, I think, has been married for a very long time to the same woman, which is something that. That was explained to me that when you go through what is the equivalent of a divorce, a divorce, you are really experiencing a stock market crash, which is what I did not.
A personal stock market crash.
A personal stock market, which I did not once, but twice at the peak of my earnings potential. Not that I blame anyone but myself, but Donnie did not go through that.
You
and
love,
that's probably,
love.
I love love. And,
and
you know,
the ones you love.
The moment that I will remember, I believe I was going over to the CBS building at the time where they were doing all those shows before they moved.
Lanham, right?
When it was out there in Lanham, Maryland. Yes.
Easy to get to.
And I don't know why
city.
I was over there. I think maybe I was guest spotting on the Junkies. I don't know what was happening. And I said, hey, maybe I'll drop in and say hi to Donnie Simpson. And they informed me that Donnie was getting his hair cut. And at that particular time, I said, I've never lived in the rarefied air that that is, where you know the man is so beloved in the nation's cotton. Not to mention, Video Soul is back on
rebooted
with the you know and that we have shared a dear friend Tony Perkins and Tony's had a podcast and Tony worked with Donnie and
friend.
Tony's been on this show and he's done a show on this network and you know done some interviews. But anyway, Donnie is Donnie and will always, and every time I've ever bumped into him, I always get that. I work on a pretty good Donnie Simpson impression, right? Let me see if I can do it.
Okay.
Hey, man. Anyway, there you go. That's my
so great.
You know what? You can so use him if you need to like.
Oh, I gotta call them. Hey, what's happening, man? How are you?
Yeah.
If we ever Donnie have a technical Simpson. Difficulty, he could loop his dialogue.
We need pickups.
Yeah, we need pickups. Mike, come in.
Hey, this is Donnie Simpson. Sorry for the technical issues we're having on the Mike O'Mara show, man. Anyway, that's
hey Donnie.
That's
Mike O'Mara's here to see. Mike O'Mara's here to see you.
Oh, say hi for me. Go down the hallway. Say hi for me. I'm getting a haircut. Anyway, it's a, and you know, I mean, I've always been jealous, and I think he's really playing good golf now. And do it, but you're dealing with you've dealt personally with
we've
Donnie.
Worked together on this project
years in the making.
Yeah, it's years in the making, and happy to announce yesterday that its debut. And as I mentioned in the Washington Business Journal, it's an extension of everything we've been working together on to bring Podville Media and Donnie Simpson, an icon like a Hall of Famer like him, into our slate and partnership. It's a dream come true. And we continue.
What did you, when you were interviewed by the Washington Business Journal about the Mike O'Mara show, what did you say during that interview? Oh, I'm sorry. That never
there wasn't one.
No, Mike, just to clarify. No, the Washington Business Journal, to be fair, they did reach out to Oscar for a comment about the Mike O'Mara show. But
and what did he say?
Oscar was getting his hair cut.
That's true. So anyway, things are growing. And I'm going to Best Buy. Seriously.
That's good.
I'm going to flipping Best Buy and the Comcast retail store to talk to No-No McNo-No-No, who informs me after not one, not two, but three people had told me, get your new equipment there, see?
Yeah,
go
see?
Over there and get you. And then I walk in, the guy says, nope. Here's the business card of the person that handles our business accounts. There you go. Yeah, but anyway. But I fixed it. Yeah. I'm look at us today.
Yeah, here we
clear
look
as a bell, right?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah. Happy for Donnie. Happy for everybody.
You should
happy
look at
for
the,
me.
You should look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is I went to a mall. I went to a mall yesterday.
Hey, Donnie
to,
Simpson.
To deal with someone who said no.
Donnie, yes? How is your internet?
No. Oh, no, Donnie's internet.
Yeah. I wonder about Donnie's internet.
I've got 1 million downloads. Speed. 1 million megs, man. All right. Yeah. And it's colored gold.
Anyway. Yeah. We're very excited about this venture in the Washington Business Journal. Yes. Do you have any other podcasts? None that are noteworthy. Anyway, that's it. We have to take a break. We will come back with Soundtown.
Going to Soundtown.
Yes.
Soundtown. Coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And really, Donnie Simpson, I love you. I wish I was you or I was your wife, because then I would have every dollar that I've ever made. We'll be right back.
K-Star Country 99.7.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? Fuck you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are festive and fun and stressful, so getting enough sleep is important. Did you know that the latest bedtimes of the year for Sleep IQ sleepers were New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve?
Right.
And those days also have the worst average Sleep IQ scores. So you need to improve your slumber with a Sleep Number bed. I am the proud owner of a brand spanking new Sleep Number bed, and I will tell you, thank you for the applause.
Thanks, Carla.
Yes.
Now, Carla, look, this bodes well for me. We had what was called a split king. Now, the Sleep Number has the firmness that I like and the firmness that she likes. Some of the Sleep Numbers, you can get a split platform where you can lift it up and put it back down. Carla did not want that. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she likes to be closer to me. She likes to slide over with the dog in the bed and cuddle and drift off to sleep. And I will tell you, it is fantastic because I love Sleep Number. I've loved Sleep Number for many, many years because it's essential for optimal health, performance, well-being. Lack of sleep can leave you feeling scatterbrained, forgetful, and cranky. I don't think I've been cranky lately.
No, you've been delightful.
Establish a pre-bedtime routine to tell your body it's time to unwind. Avoid food and exercise before bed. Keep a screen-free bedroom. And about an hour before bedtime, start dimming the lights around you to signal to your body that bedtime is coming. But the best advice, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. That's all you need. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. A great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 70 on my brand new Sleep Number bed. Carla is holding steady at a 65, but she's coming over to the 70 side more than she normally does because it doesn't have that. She said it had a seam in it. By the way, the Split King pedestal for some of the Sleep Numbers that I wanted to get, you know, they do a thing where it's like the seam is only down to about a quarter of the bed.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the rest of it, it's like super technology.
Absolutely.
And I said, I really want that one. And she said, nope. Get your Sleep Number.
She could work at Best Buy.
And she could. For a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And I'm so proud to have them on the show.
Yes.
And I love the product, and I have for a very, very long time. Hey, everybody, hit the Soundtown stager.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the big town.
The sound.
There's a new sound.
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 Sound. Sound.
What a sound.
Sound.
The sound.
That's the sound.
Sound.
Soundtown.
Mike, you've been saying it for years, even back on the old show. Crooks are stupid.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Now, did you know that sometimes when you see really garish jewelry on display in a jewelry store, it's actually costume jewelry?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. They won't sell it to you as fake jewelry. But
that's what it was, a costume ball.
So what happens is, in Los Angeles, burglars broke into a jewelry store and did $15,000 worth of damage to the structure, and they stole some jewelry.
The damage they did was over maybe $15,000, $20,000. Yeah. We have to get everything new over there.
And what was the jewelry worth?
$200. It was all that effort for $200.
They just got away with nothing.
They stole $200 worth of jewelry.
If this is the case, I was always under the impression that fake costume jewelry,
right,
is put under the glass at night.
It makes sense.
I didn't know.
It makes sense.
Small boutique, not like Tiffany's, but small boutique stores.
Mm-hmm.
I was always under the impression that fake costume jewelry was put under the tree at Christmas.
Your tree? What's the matter with you? Mike, there's a TikTok influencer. Her name is Leah Hova. And she's
not at my house, man.
All diamonds?
Beautiful clarity cut color.
And not just the tree, on the tree too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So Leah Hova has made an invention that was trending yesterday. Apparently, if your computer goes to sleep, if you're teleworking, the boss will know you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a small device that you set your mouse on that moves your mouse so your computer never goes to sleep.
Whoa.
It's called the mouse mover.
If you work from home and you carry your laptop around with you all over the house because you are so paranoid that the 30 minutes you spend away from your desk during lunch, your computer will go to away and then you will be fired because no one will think you're doing any work. I have something to recommend. It's called a mouse mover and it moves your mouse while you're away. So you can go to the bathroom free from paranoia.
The mouse mover.
This is a hoax. Because
right.
Mike, as we know, Big Brother's always watching.
Yes.
Like, right. You're not just measured on if your mouse is moving. It says how much time you spend on platforms and engagement.
It also depends on the job.
If you
though.
Use Microsoft Teams at your business or work or where you work, there's a measurement tool in Teams. We don't use that here at Podville. That is almost scary.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Yeah, and I should point out that yesterday it was not a massive technical issue that kept us off the air yesterday.
We could have done a show.
It was. I was in the bathroom.
Yes, and plumbing issue.
I knew that because the mouse stood still forever. So what's with his mouse?
Is everything working today though?
Yes, beautiful.
Yes.
Now, Mike, the day before yesterday was the thing on ABC where they brought back Facts of Life and Different Strokes.
And I didn't see a clip.
It'll stream. I will tell you this. Your cousin, Ann Dowd, was far and away the best thing on both episodes.
Well, she's an amazing actress. She really is.
And she did a great job with Mrs. Garrett. Everything about the shows was, I'll say, agreeable. But there was one thing ABC did that I think you're going to dig like I dig. They hired a guy to imitate Ernie Anderson, and they made promos in the style of the 1970s that they aired during the broadcast.
Oh, now that's, I'm a huge fan of his. That's fantastic.
I'm
the
play
late Ernie Anderson.
A few of them. And if you don't know who Ernie Anderson is, you will know after you hear this guy is named Steve French. Is the guy they hired to do it. He did a great job. Here's a Jimmy Kimmel promo.
From Hollyweird, California, it's Jimmy Kimmel and his gleeful guy pal Guillermo.
We got a chubby and cheeky show for you tonight.
Plus gorgeous George Clooney leaves himself speechless.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, weeknights on ABC.
Only by speechless.
Yeah.
That was a little too affected, but boy, almost
so
dead
cool.
on.
Yeah, here's the one they did, a 15 for Blackish.
Now is the time, ABC.
For the farewell season of Black-ish, Dre, Bo, and the gang are back for one final season of laughs.
I really like the sound of that.
Black-ish returns January 4th on ABC.
Pretty good. Now this one.
Oh, Ernie Anderson, back in the day when they had real announcers that didn't sound like anybody else. That was fantastic. I love that. And now it's like, hey, you want to get your get your Verizon phone.
Now this last one, Mike, is really funny because not only does it have Anderson, it's clever. It's for The Bachelor, and it's called 30s Company. Instead of 3's Company, it's 30s Company.
Where the kisses are.
Oh, my God.
The Bachelor premieres Monday, January 3rd on ABC and stream on Hulu.
When we were watching those
That guy
promos,
is so good at that, though.
Oh, yeah,
there was only one moment that he kind of like that.
And
that's great.
Even that was pretty close. When those promos started running, I turned to Carrie and said, do you see what they're doing? Mm-hmm. And she says, do you think I care?
Yeah, it's a radio guy thing.
But it was the way it goes. That was really cool. But I want to send a shout out to Ann Dowd. She was great. Really, really good. Sweet.
You can Johnny Fairplay on the Mike O'Mara Show. So, yeah.
Oscar, are you still using Apple AirTags?
Yes.
You have one on your phone and your keys, I guess,
and my wallet, everything.
Is that like air quotes?
No, there's this little fob. You throw in, and you can put it anywhere, and you can find your keys, your wallet, really quick.
No problem. I have that. I have Tile.
Yeah, yes, you have a Tile.
Here's the problem. Thieves are putting them on cars in hidden places so they can track your car movement and come steal your car.
No.
Yeah, so watch out for the AirTag.
These devices, they're like tagging devices using GPS and Bluetooth technology, and they're using that to install on different vehicles that they're looking to steal. By using an iPhone, they can always tell where the vehicle's location is, and then they can commit the theft on their watch, maybe later on in the at night, and it just always gives them, you know, the location of where that vehicle is being stored at the time.
So there you go.
Those pesky criminals.
Ernie Anderson, do you hate thieves?
You do get a notification. Hate thieves. If there's a third party tag around you.
Oh, you do?
That you can actually deactivate.
Donnie Simpson, has anyone ever stolen your car?
Hey, no, man. Hey, but beware for stolen identity.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Now leaving Soundtown. Please come again.
That's it. We got to get out of Soundtown. We want to thank John Fairplay Dalton. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He's got so many things. You got to go to johnnyfairplay.com. I assume that's how you'll get everything. And he really wants you to go to
realitynsfw.com. That's his plug.
Very good. Check him out. And then the Steve Harvey Judge Show will premiere January 4th on ABC. who's gonna come into that courtroom? It's Johnny Fairplay. But his episode is not on January 4th.
No,
but the Judge Show premieres.
Yeah.
Johnny Fairplay will be on the sweeps. We'll see you next time. So long for Rob Spiewag and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
The Love Boat.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.